Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. My name is Fraser. I am your host today. How wonderful. What wonderful news.
Yay.
You'll see. Go, Kim. You are wonderful. Just earned yourself the second introduction. We are pleased to be joined. Yes, Greg, our one and only noble leader, is away. It says here, off doing the misses, according to this. Whoever's put that in the notes. I'm not quite sure what that means. But he has taken a break, a well-needed break, and left us in charge. So to my right or left, I am joined by the wonderful Kim.
Howdy, everybody. How the hell are you?
I am wonderful. All the better for seeing you. How are you? So what's going on?
Good. Not a whole heck of a lot at the moment. It's pretty quiet. I don't know if there's going to be some construction noise made here shortly, because I think Dad headed in the direction of the new house. So we might get a little construction noise, but we might not.
Okay.
So, you know, prepare yourselves.
A little part of me hopes that we do get some construction noise. It would be a nice little thing, wouldn't it? We
can say, hey, there's the
construction noise that we were told about. That'd be great.
Unless it was like last weekend, we started cutting tin, and well, that sounds like, it sounds terrible is what it sounds like, so, but we'll see.
Oh, okay, yeah. No. Maybe just the odd power saw will be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Up above, probably just off to the top left there, is the one and only man behind the scenes, Mr. Richard Webster.
Hello, I'm behind the scenes, Richard Webster, Big Bad Daddy. I make websites and loud noises, and I'm here talking about podcasts and games tonight. We have games.
We do have some games. It's wonderful to see you, Richard. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know, and technically you can't see me unless you're watching the stream.
He's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
He's behind the curtain.
Exactly.
But every time he does talk, the wonders of Skype, I have his little picture pops up, his handsome young face.
So. Bless me.
Yes. And the rest of the crew had all taken the day off doing whatever it is. So there we were with the spoon and the barrel, scraping down the bottom of it to find something of substance. And lo and behold, who should pop up but the wonderful man of the hour, Mr. Mike Chin.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Overseas Connection. I'm very happy to be here.
It's like an old slipper for you, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. Hello. How are we?
Good. I guess for a lot of people, I don't know, we must be going, because this sort of, it's like Top Gear, isn't it? This is sort of the new format, right? It's not really as popular as the old format when the old guy.
Who's the Matt LeBlanc?
Richard.
Richard. Who's the one that everybody was like, I don't know about him. And then they went, actually, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah, he's genuine. He's not an asshole.
Thank you.
Yeah, so for those who, maybe some of the newer listeners, people who've joined in the last, say, couple of years, I guess it would be now, might not be too familiar that Mike was one of the original old guard with Chris and
Rich.
Mr. Rich Primrose, yeah. So
and Rich Webster was one of the original crew.
Yeah.
So there you go, yeah.
I was the first person in podcasting history to do it whilst naked.
Congratulations.
And eating a cheesecake.
Okay. Yeah, I do like a bit of cheesecake. Not so much now.
Yeah.
But it's good. Anyway, thanks for joining us, Mike. Much appreciated. Glad to have you.
No problem. Not a problem.
Holding the coveted fourth spot.
Well, you messaged me saying, Greg's not on this week. Can you come on? And I went, absolutely yes. I hate Greg. So let's get on there. Bam.
True story.
Actually, so you would normally be found on the Veteran Gamers podcast.
That is right. Yeah, if you want to listen to a podcast where people argue and interrupt each other, and it's generally just people shouting at each other, you can go to theveterangamers.co.uk. The website's awful, but it's getting redesigned by the good friend on this show as soon as my other friend does the graphics. But that's a long story. But yeah, we have a podcast. We have a YouTube channel. We have a Twitch thing and all sorts of stuff. So veterangamers.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Veteran Gamers, I'm going to say it. I'll sit here and I'll big you up and say it. Veteran Gamers sits there. It's probably one of my favorite podcasts of all the ones that I listen to. It's either sitting there easily at number one or number two. And because of the length of your length, you get that a lot, no doubt. I tend to listen to like half-hour chunks every night when I go to bed. So, three or four nights I go to sleep listening to the Veteran Gamers. So I really enjoy it. I have a note from this week's show.
Okay.
Actually, I was listening this week when I was
You got to assume you're assuming that I remember what everything that I've said.
No, I think you'll like this. I think this is okay. Actually, I don't know. It might not even involve you. I think it involved Duke and Stu. Stu with his knowledge of PCs, which comes out as soon as Duke has a problem, which I found amusing this week. Yes. And Duke was talking about cooling the PC. He had a problem with no air conditioning, right, in his house, and we're up in the middle of a heat wave in North America.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about he's having trouble cooling his PC. So then he mentioned I might look into getting some water cooling.
Yes,
PC. And this is a classic line from Stu, where Duke said, "I'm a bit worried about having water running within the PC or whatever." And Stu said, "Don't worry about it. The water is in pipes." Now, I don't know why, but that one just sort of stuck with me a little bit. So to say what? I don't know what else I was expecting.
Oh, I thought you just poured buckets of water over it.
So it really did stand out to me as Stu and his exquisite PC knowledge there.
I'd like to relay the story, if I may, Fraser, of I don't like PC gaming because it's for geniuses, right? So... and I'm an idiot. And I bought a graphics card, Fraser.
I know. I listen.
I know. You're a listener. And I bought this graphics card. It's behind me now, actually. It's still in the fucking box. I haven't opened it, right? Because I don't need it. But I bought it because I'm an idiot. And I was thinking about taking it back for an RX 480. And the fact that I know where an RX 480 is makes me slightly want to kill myself. But I texted you and I said, I'm thinking about sending this back for a 480. And he was like, but what's your power unit? And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck and fuck everything because I'm done. I'm just going to whack this stupid thing in there and it's going to be over. And everybody's going to tell me, oh, you know, it's like when you buy a car, isn't it? And you go, what car you got? And you go, oh, you know, Ford. And I go, Ford. Well, you got a Renault. French cars, you know. So it's one of those. And I don't really like PC gaming very much, even though I've had to submit to it.
Yeah, see, I got into the PC gaming really towards the end of the 360's life. I built a PC, and then I was away to the races, and I was running everything I wanted to run and having a great time. And now the consoles are back fully and, you know, have got hit their stride. My PC is just languishing, gathering dust downstairs. I haven't even got it hooked up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
I like PC gaming. It's all right.
That I knew. I knew that too.
It's all right, you know. I got an Xbox One pad. It's all right.
One of these. Yeah.
One of them.
They're good pads, man.
Mm. One of them. I've been playing with my 360 pad for Yonks. Do you know how long a Yonk is? A Yonk is like 3 years. It's like 3 years, 3 months, I think, is a Yonk. Something like that. So I've been playing them for the Yonks, and I was like, is it time to upgrade? I tried my DualShock 4 because I've got PS4 as well. Don't really like the joysticks on the PS4. I can't really play them. I'm a bit of a weirdo with that. So I've got the Xbox One pad, and it's a nice upgrade. Feels nice in your hand.
It is a nice pad. I didn't like it at first, I have to say. But I don't know. Yeah, it does. It's a grower.
I think if you play a game like GTA 5 for like 20 hours...
I'm sorry, Kim, is there a problem there?
Grower, not a shower.
There you go.
Sorry, Kim. Was that funny for you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get your understanding. I don't know why everyone's giggling. We're just talking about controllers and growing on you.
I'm not even quite sure what that means. It's got something to do, I think, with a hairy bush, but I'm not 100% sure.
I have no idea where that came from.
I think
Fraser.
My wife's probably rolling her eyes now. She's sitting close by.
He's saying hairy bush again. Stop him. Cool.
Okay, good. Well, that's how's that for chat? We filled up some time there. Everyone feeling comfortable?
We sure did.
We have mad bants.
Anybody have any stories they want to talk about for this week?
She needs a bit of a bantosaurus, so we might have one.
I don't know. I have my man cave now. Like, this is a thing. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I was thinking about having some artwork behind it. It's very blank for the people which watching. We're live on Twitch, by the way, and this broadcasts every Saturday on Twitch, and the Veteran Games broadcast on Sunday, but that's not my problem. And the if you see on the video, this is a blank space here.
It's very close to, I painted a bathroom today, and it's very close to the color I painted my bathroom.
The toilet's over there, actually. I am in the bathroom. No, I'm going to get like a bit of soundproofing because it's a bit echoey in here, but I'm going to get like small canvas square pictures of the greatest games of all time, according to Mr. Chin. So I was going to get Super Mario World, OVS, because it's one of the greatest games ever of all time. And then I was going to get Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, God.
Best game ever.
Thank you.
I agree.
And then I was going to get Portal 2.
I'm severely outnumbered on that one.
Yeah, Portal 2 was my next one. And then maybe CSI, because as we know, CSI, I have a weird thing for CSI again. But no, I think I was going to get some canvas pictures of some classic games that I love. On the wall. So.
I missed a trick there. I was going to throw in. I couldn't remember the game Kim was talking about earlier that she hasn't been able to play. What was it?
Torchlight.
You know, that one that everybody's been hankering to play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Racing up the charts.
It's weird that because I'm setting up my man cave as well. That's where I am now. This is our spare room. It's my man cave. Yeah. You can kind of see in the picture behind me is a retro old TV. I've got my Nintendo 64 plugged into that.
Your video isn't up, by the way.
No, on the stream, it's on. So if you're watching the stream live, you'll see it.
Oh, right. See, so I've got like can't an old, see you. So.
I've got an old TV. So I've got my GameCube and my 64 plugged into that.
Is that a proper old TV? Like one of those fat ones?
Fat widescreen one, yeah. Big. I got it off Gumtree for like £15 from up the road. I think it's like 30 inch.
I can't remember who it was. I was looking at Twitter this morning and somebody posted a picture of a Matsui, like little 16-inch Matsui thing that they'd gone to the, like, I don't know what you have over there, cash converters or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And it was £1.99. And then on the label it said, down payment 67p, followed up by six installments of 25p. Wow. Great.
Yeah, you know, I've got my
man cave. You reevaluate your life when you're making a down payment on a £1.99 television.
You've got to get your priorities right. You've got to make sure you've got the credit, really, for that. And that's a big commitment.
If your credit rating is not up for that television.
So I'm looking for artwork as well, Jim, but I was thinking more posters. I was going to put the Fallout 4 perk tree on in a frame. You know, the perk table.
Oh, yeah.
From the game. Come with it. I'm going to get that on there. Maybe my Skyrim map. Maybe. Maybe my Vice City map. Or, you know, like your Vice, when you just come with a map and or on the back, it'd have like those comics of like Vice City. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, when I was thinking of the canvas pictures, I was thinking about getting them, like every one of them, no matter what game it is, from what era, to get them like sprites. So it would be a sprite of Portal 2, and it would be a sprite of Red Dead Redemption instead of just like the plain screenshot from the game.
Cool, you need to get some perler beads, Mike.
What are those?
Those are like the little beads. Kim, you know what these are?
I know they are.
All the kids are playing with them. You know, it's basically all the colored beads and you put them into certain shapes and make like, you can make 16-bit like pictures with them because they're...
Oh, I know.
And then you get a piece of parchment paper over the top and iron it and it sticks them all together and then you...
I see. Wow. Yes, I see what they are. Yep. Very good. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Why is Greg not here, by the way? Is he doing stuff?
Yeah, he's doing something.
Or someone. We're not, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Did you miss that? I'm sure we said that at the start.
Oh, did we? I don't know. I've shut off.
He's off for a dirty weekend with his wife.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Dirty filth bag.
Yeah,
nice.
So good for him. Robin is carrying on, making us all jealous of his life by sending us pictures from Florida. But I'm not sure where Mark is. I wanted to see Mark today. One of my main jobs today, I replaced the clutch on my wife's air conditioning compressor on her car.
That sounds very manly.
It was very manly indeed.
If my car breaks, I just run around naked until someone helps me.
Yeah, it was quite the job, but I need wanted the appreciation from Mark, but he's not here. I'm not sure where he is tonight. He is missed, of course. Nicole, I don't know, again, hot date or something? I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe. And that's pretty much it. So let's crack on then. How about what we've been playing?
Do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'll go in no particular order. What is wrong? I think I've done too much as a young kid. What is the name of that game again you were talking about? Torchlight. That's
Torchlight.
It.
Torchlight, yes.
I'm going to write it down because I keep wanting to say it and I can't remember it.
Oh, God.
Kim, tell us what you've been playing. Torchlight?
Yes, I've been playing Torchlight. I haven't been playing much of anything, and I really don't know why I'm mentioning this, but last night I wasn't tired. So, you know, it was about 11 o'clock, and I thought, well, I'll just find something to dink around with on the Xbox. And I chose Gems of War.
Oh, I fired that up the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I've deleted it now.
Everybody's playing this Gems of War, right? Am I missing out on this thing?
Oh, really? No, it's a time waster. At least it is for me. You know, something I can piddle around with when I don't want to jump into The Witcher 3 and be drawn into a 3-hour side quest mission, you know. So, you know, I can't say it went well because I played it for like a half an hour and then I fell asleep and then I woke up and realized I was still playing Gems of War and, shut it off and went back to bed. So that's pretty much all I was playing this week.
I fired that up because I was exactly the same as you, Kim. I wanted something just to quickly play. But I wanted to move gems around and stuff like that. And then suddenly I was weird menus and I don't know. It was a little bit too involved. And I was it was too involved for me to want to get into.
Is this a phone game?
No, it's on the Xbox One.
It's on the Xbox, yeah.
The bone.
There is a free gems and key pack or something this week. So, you know, if you're playing it and you're, you know, need some more gems or some more keys to open chests, there you go.
Was it free? Is that why I got it?
Yeah, the game is it's free.
Right.
So there's you know, the free to play stuff that goes along with it. You, like I said, you can buy more keys or whatever to open things, but it's mostly free. So, you know.
It's basically a phone game that my $400 Xbox One is running, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I think so. I think it's like Letter Quest a lot. You know, it's a mobile game that got ported over to the Xbox, so. I like Letter Quest better, but whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Right. Okay. You need to do better than that.
I know. I know.
Fraser looked really serious for everybody listening, right? Not the audio. He looked at Kim like, you need to do like a performance review at work.
It's like Monday morning. This is what you're bringing me on Monday morning.
Wow.
It's a sales meeting.
Hand in your gamer card and, you know, go box up your desk.
Yeah. You pack up.
Yeah, you're out of here. Forget it. I'll try harder for next week. You know, did I mention I was building a house? So, you know.
That's not an excuse.
That's a good excuse. No, seriously. No, wait a second. Seriously, there's no more.
So there's no, you know, not a lot of time to game or I'm too freaking tired. So.
Okay.
It's my excuse.
Right.
While we're talking about gems, actually, did anybody play that game? It was on a demo disc for the PS1. It was called Rocks and Gems.
Let me think. I can't remember what I did last week, Rich.
All right.
There was a demo disc on. You know when? Did you ever get those demo discs with like these? It was like indie games for PS1. Anyone ever get those demo discs?
They were always throwing demo discs around on magazines and things like that, right?
There was a game called Rocks and Gems where it's like side on. 8-bit graphics type thing, and as you move, you tunnel down underground, and there's all these gems in pockets all around the level, and if you move under a gem, the gem will fall down, and all the gems above it will fall down if you take away the ground. It was just really interesting. I just thought it was anecdotal, worth talking about.
Yeah, so it's relevant. Padded out Kim's section there. Kim,
I think.
You owe him.
I got you. I'll send him a nice fruit
Richard,
basket or something.
You've started with Rocks and Gems. Tell us anything else you've been playing, please.
Well, if I can top Rocks and Gems, I've got forgive the language, which I don't really give a fuck about because I swear all the time anyway. But forgive the language, right? I completed fucking Doom.
Okay.
Oh,
congratulations.
Week. Doom is sick. That's the only word for Doom. Anybody played Doom yet?
No.
I'm playing. In fact, I played it just before we came on the show.
Oh, it's fucking sick. It's just so manly.
Copious amounts of text messages from the Game Punchers crew that I need to get this game. They are on my back about it.
This game is like if Duke Nukem and, like, I don't know, Jethro Tull had a baby. This is the game.
What are you playing on, Rich?
PS4.
But, yeah, Steve was saying that was the best one to play it on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get it on PC when it's on a sale, but my missus wanted to play it, so we got it on PS4 so she could play it. And I tell you what, just old-style level design, you know, open-ended. You can go, like, in different directions and stuff. Loads of secrets. You pick up little Doom guys, little dolls, yeah. And, like, the little guitar solo.
Yeah.
When you pick it up. Yeah, and when the music kicks in, the sick, like, metal
music. The music is fucking nuts in this game. Amazing.
Oh, God. So good. That game...
I often find when I'm playing Doom, Rich, I don't know about you, but I grip the controller so hard, like, when I'm playing it, it's really intense, and all the battles are just like, oh, my God, is that just me? Do I have problems?
You do have problems, but it's also... I also do that.
Good. Good.
Good. Just
is it the case with something like Doom? I'm not there, and I will find out for myself how great it is and why it's so great, I guess. But I'm putting it over here in the same cupboard as Wolfenstein as it's doing what it's meant to do. It's not got caught up in the last 10 years of games trying to be all things to all men. This is Doom. This is what it's meant to do, and it does it very well. Is that the case with it?
It's about progression and progressive, like, intensity. The game is designed around, like, intensity. So starting out, as soon as you start the game, you're shooting shit. You know, first thing you do, you're smashing shit, punching shit, killing shit, basically. The three shits of Doom. Right. And what it does really well is it slowly builds up each level, and, you know, each room you go through in each level, the enemies get progressively harder. You get more enemies, and then you get the harder enemies, like the big fuck-off demons and stuff like that. And it's really good at pacing. Like, you don't understand, like, you know how, like, those moments in Left 4 Dead where all of a sudden, like, a big horde will come out of nowhere? But it'll be just enough for you to handle. Like, the director in that game doesn't throw too much at you. He throws just enough for you to, like, feel like you're gonna die, but then you make it. That's what Doom's like. It's like you're down to your last bullet, and then you just smash some fucker in the face, get all his ammo, and then you just lay fire on everyone again. And then when you're low on health, you do a melee kill, and then you get health off them. And that rhythm between, like, I'm low on ammo, so I'll do a chainsaw kill, and I'll get loads of ammo. Oh, I'm low on health, I'll do a melee kill, get some health. And planning out your route, like, you die a lot in Doom. You die a lot, especially in the last, like, three or four levels when the big bastards come. Because what happens is when you clear a room in Doom, like, early on, that's it, it's cleared. But then in the later levels, once you've cleared a round, you get a second round of enemies. And then you clear them, and then sometimes there's, like, a third round of enemies come, and progressively bigger and bigger and harder. And there were times where I was like, fuck this game. Fuck this game. There's no way I'm going to be able to finish this or beat this boss. But, yeah, it's just like old school. Like what you said, it knows what it wants to do. It's old school. There's boss levels, proper boss levels, where it's like you in an arena with like one massive dude. And it's like you just have to just hope you don't die. But it's just so cool how it knows it's cool. Like the guy on the radio is like, Doom Guy. I don't know what he calls him, but he's like, Doom Guy, don't press that button. And you just punch the button. He's like, oh, you've doomed us all. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And just like walks off.
Yeah.
And the way he gets, like, the gun upgrades off the little, like, batteries not included robots, he just punches them, just rips out the, like, the electrics from inside. It's just awesome, but it flows. It's like a dance when you're in combat, especially once you start getting, like, your runes. Like, have any of you done any runes yet?
Yeah. Yeah, they're, like, challenges, right?
Yeah, so some of them are, like, feel impossible. Like, get to the other end of this thing in, like, 15 seconds. While collecting all the things or whatever, or kill all these enemies. There's one right where you can only move for 3 seconds after killing an enemy. And you've got to kill like 15 enemies within a certain amount of time. So you kill an enemy, you've got 3 seconds to move. After 3 seconds, you freeze and you can't move anymore, and you've just got to kill another enemy. But it's like only with a shotgun and stuff. when you get the runes for, like, you can do a melee kill from far away, you can literally fucking assassinate dudes from, like, dead far away. So you basically, like, jump on a dude, shoot another guy in the face with a shotgun, turn around, melee someone from, like, 50 yards away, and then get... When you get the... I don't want to spoil it, but when you get the BFG, it's just insane. Like, the BFG is just amazing in that game.
Which, like, it should be.
The BFG... Do you want to know how it kills? I don't know if that's a spoiler, but do you want to know how it kills people? Probably not a spoiler.
It's a don't care if no one else cares.
Yeah,
I don't care. Go for it.
Yeah, well,
go on then.
Okay, when you shoot a BFG, right, you need to do it when there's a lot of enemies within a line of sight, because once it hits an enemy, it's like an electric gun. Once it hits an enemy, it goes off in all directions and kills every single enemy in the room within that line of sight. So when we first get it, you first pick it up, you go into, like, a hangar, and there's about 50, like, zombies, just the shitty enemies. It's teaching you that if you shoot one bullet, all of them are going to die. So you don't get a lot of BFG ammo, you get, like, 3, but then towards the later levels you get some. And so if you shoot it, you do the dance, you know, back and forth, kill a dude, melee a dude and stuff, and then when you've got, like, no ammo, no weapons, but then these 3 big demons with the horns come out, you just shoot your BFG and they go. But it's just so cool how it works. It's a really good game.
Yeah, really, I've got to get this game.
It's really good. It's just sublime. It just knows what it is, and it's perfect in how it delivers.
Just to jump on the circle jerk that is Doom at the moment. I will say, I mean, I'm playing it and I get it. It's good, right? I like it. I'm not going to poo-poo it, but. There's nothing drawing me back to the game, Rich.
Ooh, here comes the poo poo.
I play it, and when I'm playing it, I'm having fun. But as soon as I switch it off, I really don't even think about it. Like, I have nothing to draw me back. It's an effort just to go, right, I'm going to play Doom. Like, I have to sort of psych myself up to play it. But once I'm playing it, I'm okay. And I've got all the weapons now, Rich, and I'm about halfway through. I've got the chain gun and stuff. That's roughly where I am. And I don't know. Does it change much after that?
The variety of enemies changes almost drastically.
I got those big devil horny dudes. Not that kind of horny.
Yeah. There's two big devil horny dudes. There's like a smaller one who's about maybe...
There's the charges.
Yeah, charges. There's that one, and then there's another one after that.
Then there's the big... massive one.
Yeah, it's like 3 times the size of anything.
Yeah. No, I've come across those, and they're all good, and yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's the game's a lot of, like, walking around Mars or walking around indoor areas where there's a lot of metal and shelves and killing people. And the combat's really fun, but every time I put it down, I just think, you know, I've got to finish it. I feel like I'm just playing it. Just to finish it. It's fun when I play it, but I don't know. I'm just not drawn to it as like a GTA or a Mass Effect. I remember playing Mass Effect 2, and I was like, every second I get, I play Mass Effect 2, or to name a game recently, I don't know. Inside, for example, I played, like, without, you know, putting it down. Torchlight, yeah. Obviously, is... one of those games that you can't just put down at all.
No way. It's keeper.
It's amazing. I don't know. I just felt like there's nothing bringing me back to the game.
I think what it is with Doom, like, the secrets would really intrigue me. Like, unlocking the secrets, getting the secrets, finding the tunnels and stuff. I think for me, and probably for a lot of people, I think it taps into the... it's a hard game, I need to finish a hard game type of thing. You know, like old school, because Doom it's playing on the old school vibe, and it's that old school of this is a challenge, and the draw of the game is like wanting to finish the challenge, I think, because the story's nonsense. The story of Doom, right, is it makes no sense. They're mixing science with hell science to make super science. Super duper science. So the story's not there. I think it's just cool going, I finished that level. It's that feeling of, I just managed to survive that fucking three-wave battle. I died 20 times.
Yep.
I just had to finish that. I think that's what it is. And if that's not something that you're into like now, I think I can understand how Doom might not be a grabber. But I think that's it for me. It's the challenge.
That's fair enough.
I don't hate the game. I just feel like it got a lot of praise. And I get it. It's really, really nice and polished and it's fun when you're in the combat. But I wouldn't say it's anything amazing. Do you know what I mean? I haven't put it up on a pedestal like other people.
That's fair enough. But again, I think it's very easy to say, you know, if something's great at what it does, then that's fantastic. It's great at what it does. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's every man's cup of tea or every woman's cup of tea, of course.
I think I enjoyed Wolfenstein more because I liked the backdrop of Wolfenstein in terms of, like, you know, the World War II. And you know, it was a bit more grounded, and I think I like that more. I'm not really into like this whole devils and demons and stuff, but you know, it's fine.
Okay,
nice.
Rich,
so yeah, more Doom. No more Doom. Pokemon.
Oh boy,
must be Pokemon Go.
Yes, and why as well?
Okay,
cause I've been playing on my dual screen Nintendo console. Pokemon Y. I got the legendary creature. The story in that game is a bit dumb, but it's a bit sad. One of the story bits is a bit sad. I'm playing it, trying to get it finished so that when Sun and Moon come out, I'm ready. Because when you play a Pokemon adventure to the end, it's like, I mean, this is the longest game I've played so far. I'm like 45 hours in, and I haven't even got my 8th gym badge yet. Whereas previous games, it's like 25 hours done.
Did you grow up with Pokemon? It all passed me by. I have no Pokemon, very little Pokemon knowledge at all.
Depends what you mean by grow up, because I was probably about 14, 15, so probably a bit too old really to start getting into it when it came out. But I just like the games, collecting, the battling, completionism, collectivism, I'm just making words up now. It's just that sort of thing. So, like, Y is probably one of the best. It's probably the best in the series for, like, setting and stuff that I've played so far. Looks beautiful on the 3DS. The environments are all different. There's interesting things. But I'm really looking forward to Sun and Moon. So I'm trying to get it finished, because if I wait too long, it'll be too soon after a Pokemon game to play another Pokemon game. It needs to be some time. But obviously Pokemon Go as well has come out. So it's a bit of a Pokemon. It's kind of taken the nation by storm, hasn't it? Really?
Pokemon Go has taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
It's done what a lot of super popular things do. It's enraptured children all over the place. It's pulled the Facebook and Twitter crowd out of all the lemon suckers who are all saying how much they don't want to hear about Pokemon Go and how much they hate it. And if you haven't got something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Just let people get on with it and enjoy it.
Yeah,
that's
Greg.
My 2 cents. Yeah. That was aimed at two particular people.
I think it's brilliant, right? Nintendo have managed to continue their efforts to fight obesity in children. They never said it, I don't think, but that's my guess, because they bring out the Wii, which is like, you know, lose weight while you're playing games. You know, it's energetic. They bring out a little gadget when they released Pokemon Gold, Heart Gold and Soul Silver on the DS, which was a re-release of Gold and Silver. Brought like a PokeWalker thing where you transfer a Pokemon to it, and as you walk around in real life, those like steps help your Pokemon level up. And now they've got it literally kids going out in the woods again. They've gone outside again.
Is that the building that we could hear going on in the background there?
Lawnmower.
Wow. They've managed
that's
to get
a lawnmower. Jesus Christ.
They've got kids off the couch, and I think that's quite impressive, like what they've been able to do. Kids are now out in the street again going, what's this green stuff on the floor?
Look, Nintendo are different gravy. We've got the haters aren't here today. We've got Mike. We've drafted Mike Chin in, who's just told us his number one game is probably a Nintendo game.
Indeed.
They're just a different, you know, they're different. And let's say to their different level of developer. I mean, they're just, but they're so unique in how they do things and how well they do things. And
Pokemon isn't made by Nintendo, right?
Published by Nintendo, normally, isn't it?
It's like a separate company that makes it, and like Nintendo own like a third of it or something.
Yeah, the Pokemon company owns Pokemon, and they just have like a thing with Nintendo where anything they do is with Nintendo.
Yeah, actually, I think I read somewhere today Nintendo is only getting about 10% of revenue from Pokemon Go.
How does Pokemon Go make its money?
Rich?
buying coins and stuff.
Right.
So in the game, you've got like Pokeballs, and you have so many. And if you catch Pokemon or like level, when you rank up, you get Pokeballs or whatever, incense, potions. But once you run out, how do you get more?
What's so funny, Kim?
Nothing. Not a thing. I don't.
So once you run out, the only way to get more is to go into the store, pay 79p for 100 coins, and buy 20 Pokeballs.
Well, you can get Pokeballs from Pokestops.
You can, but you get like four, but. With Pokemon, you don't always guarantee a catch. Sometimes they break out the ball and you've got to throw another one or whatever. So you need a good stash. So it's microtransactions. You pay money to buy Pokecoins and then you use that to buy extra balls or potions or eggs or whatevs. So nice. They're making a lot of money. Their share price has gone up 50%, Nintendo's, since Pokemon Go came out.
Do you think it's got legs?
I do. I think it has. Only because... it's brought on a new crowd of people who probably weren't interested in Pokemon. In my office in work, right, where I work part-time to slightly fund my web design business of Square One Media, they were talking about Pokemon Go, catching Pokemon in the car park, like women, like women who...
It's good.
Yeah, it's like, I don't mean that as in sexist, I mean like women who I have never once heard mention games ever. They mentioned Fit Lads and Facebook, going out, and kids... Yeah, they're all talking about catching a Charmander in the car park, and I was sitting there thinking, I should have been out there catching that fucking Charmander.
Yeah.
They're not even gamers. Why are they catching Charmander? So, yeah
it's good.
People in offices.
I circumvented the region restrictions or whatever and downloaded it off the American site, but I couldn't. I had a dog time trying to run it and get it to start, and it was...
Oh, yeah, it constantly crashes. It's the servers, you see. If the server goes down, your game freezes.
It crashes a lot when you catch a Pokemon as well.
Yeah, it does. It's because of the servers. I mean, they've got so many people playing it, but also people hacking it and shit. Like, it's just too many people playing it. They didn't realize that like 50 million people would want to play this day one. More people use this than Tinder.
I think what I would like to do is to, somebody made a joke about it being like Tinder and that you have to go out and swipe your phone to catch monsters or something. But,
yeah.
Lads, I would like to take a look at the developers of this because I think they brought out a game before this, which is actually supposed to be more in-depth and better.
I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head.
Torchlight?
Yes. Yes, yes, it was Torchlight, indeed.
Thought so.
Yes, I had all of you.
There's three people with fingers in this pie. That's what's weird about it as well. There's this, like, the phone developer people. Then there's the Pokemon company who obviously owns the rights. And then there's Nintendo who were, like, on the sidelines, just, like, wiggling the corner a little bit. Doesn't even have the Nintendo logo. It's got nothing to do with Nintendo except it's part of their little thing. I tell you what, though, graphically, it's beautiful, you know. For an AR game, like, AR like stuff, it's honest God, it's the best-looking Pokemon game I've ever played.
I don't know. I think it looks kind of bland.
When you compare it to like 8-bit sprites, it's pretty amazing.
It's not hard to render something when fuck all else is happening on the screen.
No, but your battery... I don't know. Like, I can play this game for like 10 minutes and I've got to charge my phone.
Your battery.
My phone gets so hot I could cook toast. Like, it's ridiculous. I feel like my phone's going to die. So God knows what they're doing in the back.
Well, I downloaded this on Friday. And I like Nintendo, but Pokemon's fucking stupid, right? Let's just get that clear. And I was the perfect demographic for Pokemon. Perfect, right? And they didn't catch me at all, right? They just didn't. Wasn't into it. Thought it was dumb. Monsters looked dumb. Wasn't into it. All my friends were into it at school. I hated it. So I downloaded this stupid Pokemon Go thing because everybody's talking about it. And at where I work... I work at a science park. It's not as cool as it sounds.
Yeah, science.
And my office is based at a science park, right? So
science.
And the science park has three poker stops at it. And we were thinking about setting up a time lapse camera of all the people that pull over and try and get the poker balls and stuff. Because we were walking around and there were about three or four cars just pulled up. Got the poker stop pulled out, but we were driving around because we were filming in Birmingham and stuff, and we were coming across all sorts of stuff. I don't know. And then we went to a pub for lunch, and there were three Pokemon on the car park. And I went home, and I haven't played the game since because it's fucking stupid. I get it. Like it's fun and stuff, and you know, I get it. But yeah. I just don't think I'm into it at all.
No, like Doom. So we'll find you something at some point. We'll find something that Mike Chin likes. Well, right?
Just in case you're
really miserable, don't I?
Yeah, I know. You lemon sucker.
Just so you don't think of me as like a prick or any more of a prick than I am. I'm not massively into this Pokemon Go. It's all right.
Oh, okay.
Me missus though, she hates Pokemon. She's not. I tried to get her to play one the other day. She wasn't interested. But she's constantly on this Pokemon Go. Constantly. Mm-hmm. I constantly hear the music in the house. She's catching all. I'm jealous of the Pokemon she's catching. Just sat in the house. But yes, so she's massively into it now. I don't know why. She hates Pokemon, but she just loves this.
Well, yeah, it's pretty neat to watch. You've got another Nintendo game on there, Richard.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll just talk about this briefly. Ocarina of Time came out for 3DS on Nintendo Selects, so on like less than 15 quid.
Can't argue with that.
And yeah, so I'm playing it, and I was playing it on the... When I got it, I played it on the Nintendo 64, and then I played it on the GameCube, and then I played it on the 3DS, just to see what it was like. The 3DS game is beautiful. It's like, the Ocarina of Time on 3DS is like the best looking Zelda game I've ever seen. Obviously, next to like Breath of the Wild, because that just looks insane. Tears, that looks like makes tears happen. Ocarina of Time on 3DS, it's alright. It plays really well. The dungeons are more or less the same. It just looks really nice. It plays well. It's like it was if it was designed for 3DS. Good.
Did they reverse it? Or am I getting that mixed up with another one?
That's Twilight Princess.
Yeah. Twilight Princess.
That's when they made Link changed his hand because of the sword.
The Wii version is all reversed because, Link holds his sword on his left hand, but on the Wii, everybody holds the Wii remote with their right hand. Mm. Mostly.
Yeah, it's all right. If anyone's not picked it up, it was like 30 quid. It was like full price because Nintendo games just never really go cheaper. But it's on Selects now, so it's less than 15 quid. If you've not played it, pick it up.
So Select is the like a downloadable shop?
No, it's like their PlayStation Platinum. It's like their version of that.
Oh.
So yeah.
Okay.
There's a few games on Selects now. Zelda, what's that one where it goes in the wall? Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, that's on there, so that's less than 15 quid. There's a few on there.
That's good. Mm. Yeah. Good. Okay. Mike, have you played anything you liked?
No. So I played the Doom thing. I've been playing quite a lot of GTA Online. Because of there's new DLC out. There's like the CEO DLC. I don't know if we know anything about this. But you can be a CEO of your own company now.
Oh, you were talking about this on the latest Vet Gamers.
Yes, indeed you do. I don't like to plug my own show, Fraser.
I'm plugging it for you. Don't worry about it.
It's just cheap.
Yeah, you're saying Morris is trying to buy his boat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's amazing that you're the one. You're the one listener. So, Marsh, my friend who I play it with, he's trying to buy a yacht, and it costs about $8 million, and it just takes forever. So he's got the CEO company of Marsh & Marsh. We're still undergoing talks about the name. Not very happy about it, but what can you do? But yes, we're doing missions just to basically you buy a warehouse, you fill the warehouse with goods like bullion, material like art
beef
materials,
bullion.
No, gold bullion or silver bullion, you just fill it with stuff, and then you sell the stuff, and then you keep doing it, and it gets a bit boring because if you do it in a public server, it's really difficult because everybody, when you pick up some cargo, it tells everybody on the server, there's 60 grand driving around. Do you want to take it from this person? And everybody, of course, gets a jumbo jet and kills you instantly. So, and then because they just don't let you die and move on, they just keep killing you and keep killing you. It's no fun. So me and Marsh play on a server where it's just me and him. And you do have to fight like AI and stuff, so it's not completely easy. But it is a bit boring because there's no challenge, really. So It's just grinding, basically. It's the same thing, I suppose, that people would do on World of Warcraft, where they just grind for XP. We're just grinding for money on it. I find it really boring. But I'll tell you what, they did release...
So I don't like it.
So, right. But they did release the Cunning Stunts DLC. This came about, like, on GTA, on the PC, they do a lot of mods where they do these crazy stunt tracks, and it goes all up in the sky and loop-de-loops and all that stuff. And I think Rockstar just looked at that and went, let's do an official console version of that. And that's what the Cunning Stunts DLC is. It's really good. Crazy tracks on there. Tracks that involve, like, knocking over giant Skittles and footballs, and you're driving up buildings and stuff, and it's just completely bonkers. So yeah, the Cunning Stunts DLC I really enjoyed. I thought that was great. So there you go, Fraser. Something that I liked. Okay. You happy now?
I am happy.
Looks like Mario Kart.
Yeah. It's mad. It's crazy. Some tracks are better than others, but yeah, it's mostly good fun. And I bought Snooker Nation, which I know. Hold your horses.
Wait for
this
it.
This is mad shit, right? So I bought Snooker Nation because it was, they had a free trial, right? You know when they have a free trial on Xbox and they give you 60 minutes and you think, I'm never going to play this 60 minutes.
That's how they get you.
Right. I played it. And then the 60 minutes was up really quickly. And I went, you fuck. And I was buying it before I even swore. It was like, and it was £4 something or other. It wasn't very much. It's a good snooker game. Pool Nation is awful. Like, because this is the people that did Pool Nation. Pool Nation is fucking dog shit. And it was free. It was so jank and dumb. And it was free on the Xbox Live. And there's the reason why it was free, because it was shit. And Pure Pool is a better pool game. Pure Pool had a snooker DLC, which was okay, but you didn't have an overhead camera view. I mean, what the fuck? So Pool Nation came along and made a snooker nation game. And I have to say, it's a bit jank at some points. Like, there was one point where the ball looked like it bounced off the cushion, but then it went in. And I played Step J for a good 3 hours today. I won't mention the score because I let him win, and he thinks he's won fair and square. We had a lot of fun, and I don't think there's many people playing it. And bizarrely enough, we had like 13 people watching us on Twitch playing snooker. I have no idea why. And I kept on saying, leave the channel. What the fuck are you doing? Go away. But you know, they kept on coming. So yeah, Snooker Nation was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's a decent snooker game. It's £4. If you're umming and ahhing about it, get a fucking life. You probably spend that on a McDonald's. Just buy it.
I'm just playing a 4K 60 frames per second video of it now on the stream.
Yeah,
because you need 4K. The only way
to experience Snooker Nation is 4K 60 frames per second.
The only way
in VR.
Yeah, in VR.
That's the only way.
Whilst like outside catching Pokemon on your phone.
And I did mention earlier, I don't know if it'll matter the show, but I did accidentally buy this on Steam at some point, and I had no knowledge of me having this. And I checked that it was available on Steam, and it said it was in your library, and I was like, thank you very much. I didn't realize that I bought the thing. But yeah, it's all right. Bit of snooker, can't go wrong. And that really is, I feel like I've been playing something. Oh yeah, I played Rainbow Six Siege. Has anybody played Rainbow Six Siege?
No, it's on my radar for sure.
Played the alpha. That's it.
Kim, anything?
No, haven't.
Torchlight.
Yeah.
Torchlight, Kim.
Yeah.
Kind of like Torchlight, but take away the torchlightiness of it and add in the Rainbow Six. I had no love for Rainbow Six Siege. I remember playing it at EGX last year and thought it was a bit shit. But I have to say, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. It's Terrorist Hunt with a lot more toys. You can barricade walls, you know, barricade the walls and stuff like that. It's a bit of fun. I actually really enjoyed it. So in co-op, I played it, and it was really good. There's not a lot to it, but I haven't really played it for long, so that's not really fair to say. So yeah, I'm quite surprised with Rainbow Six Siege, I have to say.
Good. You have listed in your list there Tumblestone. What's that?
Oh, Tumblestone is the free game that's on Xbox Live this month. And Tumblestone is I think it's a phone game, but it's a bit shit, but like
should we just
no, it's all right though. Like it's like, oh, this is awful, but actually the puzzle part, the actual game part of it is sort of like you're shooting blocks, you're this little character who has no neck, and you're shooting these blocks, and it's like you've got to match, you gotta have three colors. You got, so if you shoot a red block, you've got to shoot two more red blocks to make the three, and then they go away, and you have to clear the board. It's kind of like Tetris, but imagine going upwards, and instead of, yeah, you're clearing it by shooting them. So it's kind of like that, and it has a bit of a Mario structure to it. But I was playing it for about an hour, and then I got stuck, and I just flipped the table and walked out the room because fuck that game. If I can't immediately solve something, then the game's broken, not me.
Right. Obviously.
So we're rushing out for that one. Well, it's free anyway, so we'll grab that.
You remember that when you was a kid, though, when you sometimes you used to get stuck on a game. Remember that?
Yeah.
You used to play a game and get stuck, and we're like, well, that's that game. But for the next month, I'll just play that now and again. But now, if a game gets stuck now, everybody just goes, the game's broke. The game's broke. Fuck the game.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Tumblestone. Bit shit.
Okay, well, I'll go next. What have I been playing? Okay, well, yes. I'd be very remiss not to start off by saying that I played some Halo 5. We had the OC. We had the OC podcast challenge against the True Skill gamers, that lot over there with, anyway, we started off that we got beaten on the first game, which was the one that they only needed to win one apparently to win the series. I wasn't there for the original gaming, so they were
obviously you would have won that
behind. So we played. We didn't hand them the victory. We did really well. I've got to say that I was not the strongest member of the team in the first few games. I really had to find my feet. I haven't played a lot of Halo recently, but when I found my way and really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Unfortunately, yes, we did lose the first battle.
Oh, dear.
I think it was something like 50 to 41 or something.
That's pretty good.
We didn't hand it to them. But I was really running around like I might as well just had my penis in my hand for the first game. I mean, it was just dreadful. After that,
that's how I play Halo, for example, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And snooker.
After that, we played a new type of game. I'd never played it before, which was four of you on each side are thrown into the map, and you die, you're out, and that's it. So it was really you had to just... whichever team could stay alive. I mean, there was a flag
in there. That's like old school Gears of War. That's like the old Gears of War stuff.
Yeah, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. So that was good. So hopefully we'll arrange some more stuff with the True Skill guys and get some more gaming on there. I can see Mike. It's very bad for you, Mike, to drink that.
I'm drinking Coca-Cola Cherry.
Good old Cherry Coke.
My dentist said, don't drink fizzy drinks ever again. But
fuck him.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Another game I've been playing is Frew. Anyone else heard of this?
I have no idea what Frew is. No.
I've got a video up now for the stream.
Yeah, Frew was released this week. I just saw the developer was on Reddit and talking, saying, hey, I've just released this game for Kinect. And underneath, a load of people were just like, not only is this possibly one of the best Kinect games ever, this is quite possibly one of the best games out on the console, like from an indie developer. And having not played one decent game on Kinect, I thought I should buy it. So I bought it the other day. It's like 30% off right now as a sort of an opening deal on it if you have gold. And the premise behind it is fantastic. So, come with me. Imagine if you will. You're looking at the side. What you have is like a 2D side platformer where the guy would walk around left to right and would have to jump up onto things to get to the other side, which is pretty much it. Now, what the Kinect does is it sees you and it projects your silhouette onto the playing space. Now, so say your guy comes up against a brick wall that he can't get through. You can put your arm in silhouette, which will break that wall, and now he can walk up the silhouette of your arm. You might not see some particular platforms that aren't visible on the screen, but as you move your body and your silhouette on the screen goes over spaces, suddenly hidden platforms are revealed. So you are constantly holding, you know, the controller in one hand. I know you can use either hand because all you've got is left and right and the trigger to jump. And you're contorting yourself all the time while you're playing it, trying to get him, making bridges with yourself and stepping over bits because you might accidentally move your shadow over him and that will cut his base out and he falls to the ground and dies. It's very, very clever.
It's a really, yeah, it is clever. So like a normal 2D side scroller, but the figure on the screen inverts the platforms, if you will, doesn't it? Like it sort of takeaways and adds platforms. It's really clever and it looks, is that one person playing or is that two people playing, one person as the 2D little sprite and the other person being the figure on the Kinect on the screen.
Yeah, so unfortunately people listening later won't be able to see this on the screen, but we are looking at that right now. And yeah, you can see now, yeah, it's one person and the Kinect is picking up their shadow and you can see that they are able to highlight where the other platforms are and create bridges and things. It's really neat. Very, very clever, and it's just a shame that it's come so late in the Kinect's life. And, you know, gosh, if they'd released that at the start, they would have had a killer app for that that piece of hardware. So, but if you have a Kinect, definitely go drop your it was like $10. What's that? That's nothing in British money. £5.
Not the moment. It's like,
well,
28 quid.
Maybe. So that is definitely good.
Cool.
I finally bought Rise. Yes, welcome to the 21st century, Fraser.
Have you played Torchlight, Fraser?
Well, they had some good deals last week, and Rise was like $10. So I was like, I'm going to buy Rise, which is almost, as the big joke is, now I've bought Rise, it will guarantee its inclusion into Games with Gold next month.
Oh, definitely. Do you enjoy Rise, the Clone Hunter?
The Clone Hunter. Oh, why is it? Oh, yeah, everybody looks the same. That's right.
Everybody looks the same in the game.
I'm not totally bowled over by it, but I can see why it has some certain charm. I have actually... There's some of the fights aren't as easy. It's not as pushover as I thought it would be. And I think this is going back to Richard when he was talking about Doom, and that's where my enjoyment is coming from, when it actually is quite a challenge. So, yeah, I'm not sure. It seems to be okay. It's a pick-up and play. I'll get through it eventually and hopefully get it.
I played that game. I have no idea what went on. Can't remember a single thing about it.
I don't know. It just seems to be rinse-repeat. Walk around, fight. Walk around, throw some spears. Whatever.
It looks like a game.
It does. It is a video game. Yeah. I checked that.
Yeah, I have heard actually that the multiplayer is quite fun. So we've got a couple of consoles here. So I plan at some point to have a Spartan battle with my son and kick his ass, hopefully.
No pressure.
We'll see. And then I also, for some bizarre reason, welcome to the 21st century, bought Guacamelee this week.
Oh, yeah.
Again. But I've owned Guacamelee on the PC and I never could sit down and play it on the PC, but I really wanted it on PlayStation so I could sit down in comfort and play.
That game was for free. I've got that game. Is it good? I don't know anything about it.
It's a solid Metroidvania type platformer with fighting.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth a play. And I'm going to get my focus on now and I really want to play it properly. It's been on my radar for too long, like literally years. So yeah, nice and slick. It's a Super Turbo Championship Edition or something like that. So, one of the things I'm going to do, that's pretty much what I've been playing, and I don't know if anybody else has anything to add. Anybody keeping an eye on the Twitch stream? You have some shout-outs?
Yeah, I've been looking at the Twitch stream. There are people in there. Step J's in there, and he's a goddamn motherfucking liar saying that he beat me at snooker. That's bullshit. Teflon is in there. Mirage Leonardo 84 is in there.
Mirage Leonardo 84 there has actually asked us a question. What are your thoughts on Shantai, the half-genie hero?
I have no idea what that is.
I have no thoughts on that particular game.
I know Shantai is the platformer.
It's on Kickstarter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, but I haven't played a Shantai game.
Sorry, Leonardo.
It's got an E3 trailer that I'm watching now. It's a platformer that looks a little bit like, I don't know, cartoony.
I think there's solid platformers.
It looks really good. It looks like a female Aladdin type character.
That's right.
Running around.
Yeah.
I think the Shantai titles are solid titles as far as I know, but I've got one of them on the 3DS here, but I haven't played it yet. I think they don't hold your hand, though. They're supposed to be pretty difficult.
Is that a thing, Shantai?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been quite a few Shantai games, but they just have never really...
Can she change into different animals? Is that a thing that's going on?
I do not know. Now you're asking me way too many questions. Okay. Let's leave it at that.
You've got an enemy like Super Mario, you know, one in the sand monster. It's like got loads of heads on top of each other.
Yeah.
It looks all right, actually. Yeah.
It's
all right.
I can see Zoo the Rouge Book is in the chat there and said, does anyone like ESO, which I'm guessing is Elder Scrolls Online? Anyone?
It's still my pile of shame.
It's in my pile of shame, too.
Looks all right. Never really interested, though. I like Elder Scrolls, me the hero.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it hasn't really done anything to make me want to play it. So
I'm waiting for the big update.
Where are we? Okay, so we've managed to kill well over an hour of show. I'm pleased with that because that means pressure's off. We can just stroll in now to the end.
If you want to extend the show, you just pass it over to me, Fraser. Don't worry about it.
That's all right. We're not desperate for time, so we can keep Mike at bay for the moment. We do have some news, and there is some podcast trivia. I guess, I don't know who, does anybody want to take up this news or should I just rattle it off? Anyone? I'll rattle it off. Warner Brothers caught bribing YouTubers. Apparently Warner Brothers were, you know, peeling off the notes and it was flying over to people to do some favorable reviews on YouTube.
Nice.
Is this news?
No, I mean, have you guys heard about the whole CSGO gambling stuff as well?
I heard a little bit about it. I thought that one was even more interesting.
That one's even shadier.
That was by guys who really had lost the plot and just...
Yeah, there's a chap called Syndicate, and I can't remember the other chap's name, and they play a lot of CSGO. And for people that don't play CSGO, there's a bit where you can gamble, right? And well, there's, you know, for skins and stupid shit like that. And there's websites that offer gambling services as well, and they pretended that they stumbled across this website called CSGO Lotto, when in fact they own the website, and they every time they streamed or made a video about the website, they were very lucky and they got very good outcomes. So it looked like that the site was favoring them a lot more than usual, and then people found out that they actually owned the whole thing. And they were making a lot of money of it. So, you know, YouTubers taking backhanders and doing dodgy shit isn't really new. This sounds tame. You know, Warner Brothers like saying, oh, I'll give you better money and da-da-da-da. But, yeah.
Well, the thing with the Warner Brothers is, I mean, it was all there. People were supposed to disclose it. PewDiePie was named, but he said, I disclosed it. I disclosed it that I was getting the game from Warner Brothers or whatever. So
yeah, you only have to disclose it. Yeah, and you only have to say that they're paying me or whatever, and that's it.
There's enough YouTubers out there now. If you think there's not going to be dodgy stories and stuff like that, you know.
They're young. They're, you know what they're going to do?
The taste of money.
Shady bastards.
So, but I think from the one that you're talking about, Mike, what I heard, which was the worst, was that they sort of had been exposed and they still never really admitted that they were in the wrong.
Yeah, I think that there's a video of him saying, yeah, I come across this website called CSGO Lotto and it sounds really cool. And we're in talks to get a sponsorship. And he's been the owner from day one. And he's like, yeah, I only became the owner. Like, they've never admitted that that they've been shiny as fuck, really.
Good. So. Well, I mean, that's one of the first rules. Never admit you're wrong. So, fair play. We've got another piece of news here. What's this? Greg's take. I like this. So Greg must have done the news. Greg's take.
Greg's take.
Yeah. We need a jingle for that. Greg says he rebuffs the claim of... this is with response to PewDiePie. He rebuffs the claims effectively and looks like he had always posted the video in question. Is sponsored by Warner Brothers. Also, the FTC mentions him, but it is not going after him. Their claim was solely targeted at Warner Brothers.
Mm.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Pokemon Go, real-world mental health benefits. John Grohol is an expert in technology's impact on human behavior. Past 20 years, he studied how people operate online. We should really have read this before we come here. What is this? He explains, so you want to go out and get some fresh air. Okay.
Fraser, you sound like you're slowly dying as you read this.
I don't know what is going on. Let's read the headline. Pokemon Go, real-world mental health benefits. Okay, right. Let's make this one up without even reading the rest of it that Greg's put in there. Apparently, if you go outside and use your legs, it's good for you.
Whoa. All right. Slow down.
No, I know. Shocker. and finally, the NPDs are adding digital tracking to their game sales.
I thought they already did. Mm-hmm. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What does digital tracking mean, though? That sounds a bit...
Yeah, it's been in the works for 5 years. The NPD group has struck agreements with a number of publishers to track their digital data. People including Activision, Capcom, Electronic Arts, Square, etc. People like Bethesda, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony are not in there. But they're saying it's just going to be a matter of time before they get everyone on board. So it's happening, folks. Break out the champagne.
Woohoo.
Are we all fairly digital, by the way?
I wonder whether he's done this as a joke, like he's gone on holiday to give us this news. I'll tease the buggers. Here we go.
For him. I was just wondering, on the show, how digital are we?
I'm pretty much all digital.
I'm pretty analog. I'm digital, but I'm also analog at the same time.
Your video games, Rich. Your video games.
mostly digital.
I'm pretty much totally digital.
Yeah, same here, really.
Except for my renting from the library.
I still rent video games. I'm renting Doom. And if I really, really like a game, I'll buy it. Yeah.
Okay, I do have some trivia.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, believe that. Let's have a look here. Greg sent this. He sent the trivia. I'm not sure. He doesn't say who it's from, so it could be Jason.
I'm going to guess Teflon.
Teflon, maybe. But he doesn't say. So anyway, here we go. Everyone gets a chance at these cracking questions. Are we ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Okay, which of these is not a real character in the Donkey Kong franchise? Is it A, Cranky Kong, B, Candy Kong, C, Carry Kong, or 4, Diddy Kong? Cranky, Candy, Carry, or Diddy?
We usually write these in the show notes all at the same time, don't we?
Do we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, I'm looking at you,
indeed,
Mike. I don't see your cursor flashing, so...
Sorry.
Right. So, should we put our answers out on the count of three?
Yes.
Okay. I'm counting down from 50. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. I don't see anything in there from... Okay. The answer's in there. Okay. The answer is, in fact, C, Carrie Kong.
Wow.
So well done,
woo-hoo!
Mike, and well done, Kim. Not really.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 2. How many total masks are in Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say 1 because it's mask singular in the name.
Maybe. Oh, clever clogs. Is it A, 24, B, 12, C, 20, or 4, 18?
Little known trivia for you, right? Miyamoto was 18 when he invented Legend of Zelda in his head, when he was going off to therapy. So I'm going to say 18, which was the last answer.
Oh, okay.
That's trivia that I've just made up.
Mike?
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Oh, fuck. 189, I put. No, 18.
Okay, you're all wrong. It was, in fact, A24.
Huh. Fuck.
Well, I'll be damned. Close.
So there you go. Very good. Okay.
I got one.
Well done, Kim.
Thank you.
New releases from July 16th to 22nd. Who would like to take these? Guess who it's going to be. Yes.
I'll take them.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Rich.
Cool. Right, we have Tumblestone, Xbox One, July 16th. That's that game we talked about before. 10 Second Ninja X. That's a game where you can be a ninja for 12 seconds. That's coming out on lots of stuff. Ark, Survival of the Fittest. The next major installment in the critically acclaimed Ark season series. Hunter's Legacy, coming out on PC. So you might need your graphics card for that, Mike. I Am Setsuna. I Am a Satsuma, which is a game. Kill Strain on PS4, coming out July 19th.
That sounds painful.
That is actually free. On the store now, I think it's free anyway. I saw it on the PS4 store before, so it might be free. Lifeless Planet is coming out for PS4 finally.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, it does.
Lifeless Planet, that was released on the PS3 already, wasn't it? So.
You know more than me. I just work here. I don't know. Neverwinter coming out on PS4. I'm guessing it's part of like the Neverwinter series. That'd be my guess. Defend Your Crypt.
Finally.
Coming out on Wii U and 3DS. July 21. And then lastly, Human Fall Flat on PC. We get the best games, obvious.
Lifeless Planet, yes. Lifeless Planet, that's been out for a while. That came out a couple of years ago. I did actually finish it and bizarrely enjoyed it, but I don't recommend it to anyone at all.
Wow, what a recommendation. I enjoyed it. I would never tell anyone to play it ever again.
I don't know. There's just something about it. I just felt like it's really, really boring.
Well,
I don't know. It's just, like Lifeless Planet.
They're not lying to you.
It just tapped into something. I was like, I'm going to finish this. I don't care. But it wasn't that great. Really weird, eh?
There you go.
What a show. It's a show of people just playing stuff they don't like.
I'm sure they're really pleased with that. It was like, yeah, no one liked our game, but everybody finished it. It was great.
It is, I don't know, it's weird. It's good. It's good, but it's weird. And I wouldn't want to be held responsible if you decided to go and drop your own dime on my recommendation.
To play this game.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay, Kim, will you take us through the monthly freebies?
Alrighty, I will do that. For the Xbox, we have, and I just scrolled and went too freaking far. Hold on a second. Alrighty, for the Xbox, for June 16th through July, which is over, so I guess if you didn't get the crew, you're out of luck. But you have the Banner Saga 2 and Tumblestone that are out and about, so pick those up.
Oh, Kim, I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
I bought Divinity.
You did?
Yes.
And?
I haven't played it yet.
Alright.
Classic Fraser.
No, but I think Kim had talked about it, and mm-hmm. that was it. It's a good price when the price is right.
Yeah, cause what is it, $15? I think it's on sale or something like that.
So I'm looking forward to giving that a show.
Well, I like it. I haven't got very far in it, but then I have tons of RPGs I'm still trying to get finished.
Gotta get Torchlight done and out of the way.
I got to get Torchlight finished here before long. My ancient computer and internet ever catch up. And for the 360 backwards compatible game, we have Tron Evolution. So, now we have PlayStation. And I don't know, I'm assuming these are all still free. So we have Fury for the PS4, Saints Row Get Out of Hell for the PS4, Call of Juras Bound in Blood for the PS3, Fat Princess, Orishika Tainted Bloodlines, and Prince of Persia Revolution for the Vita.
Wonderbar. Seems crazy I don't just plug my PS3 in and get these free games too, but...
I'm the same way. Mine's sitting here on the shelf, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It'll be there.
okay, looking down here... Thank you, Kim. Looking down here, we have Playdates. There's nothing there. Car Racing, I'm going to skip the car racing because it looks as though that hasn't been updated since June. We Are Epic is on a summer break. Victory Achieved is not. Mike, how would you like to take Victory Achieved?
Okay, I will do that.
What is Victory Achieved, Mike?
For people that don't know what Victory Achieved is. Victory Achieved is when you complete a video game and you're all like, hey, I've completed this video game, and you try and tell your partner, and then you realize he or she does not give a fuck and hates the sight of you. You can tell people that actually care about you finishing this game on a social network platform such as Twitter.
You can tell your sad, nerdy friends online.
Yeah, and they go, finished that 2 weeks ago, you idiot. Right, so if you finished a game, take a photo of yourself with the credits or the achievement in the background to prove that you have finished it, and send it to at g4te.com, spell the dot, on Twitter. And I usually put a hashtag victory achieved in there just because, I don't know, why not? And the contest, it runs from June the 1st, which is in the past, which is fine, to August 31st. And, you know, in that quarter, you know, there'll be a draw and you can win $20 or £15 gift card for the platform of your choice. And, yeah, and every game that you finish, Bongo the Sane from this show will donate $1 to Extra Life. Extra Life is a charity for kids that are terminally ill, and every year the community plays games for 24 hours, including myself that will be doing it this year for the Veteran Gamers, and Bongo does it for G4TE. I believe Greg does it sometimes. I don't know if he's doing it this year. Lots of different people do it, and it's all good fun and it's raising money. So the people that have achieved a game completion this week, is it? Yeah, it would be a week, wouldn't it? Okay, so Mr. Miyagi 1984 finished Lost Horizon, which isn't anything. I mean, like, what is that game? No one knows.
What is that game?
Don't know. Murphy's Law has played Inside, along with Mark Annex and Amaras 89, all completed Inside. Fine game, my game of the year so far.
Beautiful. Oh, is it? Is it?
Yeah. 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 Have you played it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's game of the year. It is very, very good. No, I actually started to watch a Twitch stream of it last night, and I, being able to take a step back and not be the one playing it, I was more impressed with it.
I streamed the whole thing, and so you can watch my whole playthrough if you like.
I've got someone else's to watch. That's a good
one. If you're feeling suicidal, go watch that. I played it, but I haven't played all the games that I want to play this year. So, you know, it's my game of the year, but I've still yet to play other things. I mean, on my game of the year list are The Division, you know what I mean? Wow. And Far Cry Primal, you know what I mean?
It's true.
And
it's not a good year so far, I don't think.
Mad Max. I still have Doom I've yet to finish. The Witness I've yet to play. You know, things like Firewatch I haven't played, and Uncharted 4. So I will get round to the other games, but so far it's the best game that I've played this year. But anyway, Adamsk 86,
Lost Horizon. While you've been sitting there, good teamwork there. You kept everyone distracted while I looked up what Lost Horizon was all about.
Indeed,
point and click game released in 2010 by Deep Silver for Windows.
Wow. Yeah.
Generally,
I kind of wish.
Favorable reviews.
I kind of wish you haven't even looked that up. That's so depressing. But Mr. Miyagi finished it. Well done to that person. Adamsk 86 finished South Park, The Stick of Truth, which is a fine game. Colin for the win finished The Stanley Parable. Mr. Miyagi also finished The Crew, which is awful. Mr. Miyagi must be just wanting to punish themselves. Sorry, he's probably hates me now.
He's retired tonight to beat himself with yellow sticks.
I just hated The Crew so much. I really did. Teflon 12 finished Strider. Harley Dan, good to see Harley Dan back, by the way. I haven't spoken to Harley Dan for a long time. Has finished Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, and Steffi Business has finished a mammoth of a game. I think Bungo should donate $2 for finishing this game. It's a little game called The Witcher 3. Mm. So that's the victory achieves of this week.
Thank you very much, Michael.
No problem.
There's a completion chart under here. If you finish a game over 4 hours, you get 1 point. This is how Bongo works this. Short games, indies, long DLCs, iOS games, or point-and-click games from 6 years ago, half a point.
Inside is just about 4 hours for me.
Inside should be half a point.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Is it better than Limbo?
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to pick it up last week, but I held off.
I stand by my comment of Inside makes Limbo look like a tech demo.
I would say Inside is not... It's $20 here. I wouldn't say it's a $20 game.
I would say, Fraser, that Inside is probably the greatest thing that has ever been invented ever.
Is it like Portal in the like that type of quality?
It's like imagine the best thing you've ever witnessed. Imagine the best thing you've ever seen in your life, yes, right?
A line eat a chocolate.
Add a little bit, and that's Inside.
Imagine going to the fairground, right? You go to the ice cream store, right? And you buy, you go up to the ice cream vendor and you say, I'd like a Mr. Whippy, please, right? And he gets you a Mr. Whippy and it's got strawberry sauce on it and everything like that. It's a hot day, so you're absolutely dying for it anyway. You definitely appreciate it. You've paid through the nose a little bit for it because you're at the fair. And then it's gone. And it's over.
There's a secret ending, Fraser. There's a secret ending. Imagine eating that ice cream and there's a chewing gum at the bottom.
I'm not saying it's not good. I just don't want to go. I'm just not gushing over it. I don't think like a lot of people.
I don't know. I bought it in celebration of finishing my man cave. It was literally the same day it came out. It was when I finished my man cave and I was like, fuck this. I'm buying this. All right. And I'm going to play it because I know it's going to be good. And I really enjoyed it. But anyway, back on the completion chart, as you were saying, Fraser, like Bongo's been making all these monies for the kids, right? There's a leaderboard of people. And I have to say, according to those points, the top five people who are finishing games, Adamsk has finished 11.5. Well, you know, he's got 11.5 points. John Mouse has got 12.5 points. Companion Cube has got 14.5. Amaras has now gone to second place, I believe. Wasn't he first? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He was, yeah. Caliburn's been nipping at his heels, I think, for a while, but right?
He's now second with 26.5. And Caliburn M has got 27. And Stu Lecky is now new to the chart.
Apparently, although we don't have access to
I reckon that was the last week.
Good stuff. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Again. Okay, well, how's that? Everybody, is that a show?
I'd say so.
Yeah. Smells like a show.
Smells like a show. Okay. Yeah. Looks like a show.
Musty. Is that what we're smelling? Are we sure?
Let's get out of here. Can anybody do Twitch shouts? Anybody in there that we need to shout out?
I think
no. Okay.
Kim's not doing it. Twitch, I want to shout out from the Twitch channel tonight. I'm going to get it up the viewer list now. Apparently there's only Teflon and Step J and us in there at the moment, but there are more. Twitch is weird sometimes. Zutharu, JBKK was in there. Mirage was in there. Dirthead was in there, and a few other guys. So thanks for stopping by, guys. We stream this for the U6 people.
Yep, and that's why
all
we do
for
it.
You.
So if you want to be part of the conversation, if you're listening and not seen us live, you can tune in and be part of the show on twitch.tv/g4te or live. Oh god, here we go with all these web addresses and it gets yeah, just use the Twitch one, twitch.tv/g4te. Normally 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, or 6 p.m. East Coast. If you want to email the show, it's podcast@g4te.com. Tweet at OC underscore podcast. Am I right? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Facebook group, fb.g4te.com. There'll be a test on this at the end. Donate.g4te.com to donate for the prize fund pool. If you want to pay by PayPal, it's frasermoo@hotmail.com. iTunes is... We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as iTunes and Stitcher, as well as YouTube reviews are all welcome. So there you go. That's pretty much it. Closing comments or shout outs? Who'd like to go first? Kim.
All right. Again, it's awesome to see you guys, you know, as always.
And you.
Thank you. Well, it's better than, never mind. And of course our Twitchers and our listeners and all that, if it wasn't for you guys, we'd still do it, but we'd just be talking to ourselves. So, you know, and I guess that's about it. How about you, Rich?
I'm going to shout out the lovely people at id Software for making Doom. It was pretty sick. Sick.
Yeah. Nice one.
It's like, right? It's
tell
like,
them not to listen to what Mike said.
It's know. Like when you're in a rap battle, you know, like at the skate park. And you,
not lately, but
you mean when I've decided not to? Yeah, put my lino down.
Yeah, you just you doing. Drop a rhyme on a guy, right? It's that feeling. I've never dropped
do
a rhyme
that quite
in my
often.
Life. So shout out to me, missus, because she's playing Fallout 4 downstairs for the first time on the PS4. She got that, so she's playing that now. She says it's hard, and she's lost two of her legs on a power armor, so bitches be tripping, basically. I'm only messing. I'm not sexy. Who else do I want to shout out this week? I want to shout out internet people. Some guy asked me for some help for web design. He wants me to impart some wisdom, because I'm like a guru. You know, some people call me a hero. I don't know who they are. So he's asked me to impart some wisdom, and he's going to give me some tips for other things that I don't really understand, like women.
So, nice.
Yeah, so we're gonna share knowledge. It's called reciprocal trade enterprisation conglomeration.
Enterprisation.
Yeah, conglomeration. It's just a really long name. That's just nice. What they call it on the street. And I also want to shout out my MP, because I've been getting into politics lately. And I sent him two emails, and he's not only did he reply to my first email, but he wrote me a letter back for the second one. Wrote me a letter.
They do that.
Stop fucking emailing me.
So yeah, and just shout out Nintendo, because I'm looking forward to the shit that they're gonna do. Mike, I think it's your turn.
Yeah, well, obviously, thank you to you guys for letting me on. And Fraser, thank you for asking me on. It was it's always a pleasure.
Yes.
And I felt a little bit left out lately, because I don't get asked as much these days. Sorry, it's very emotional. And I do still listen to the show, and of course I still love Greg and the other guys that are on. I want to shout out Step J for beating me at snooker. I'm not very happy about that, but he did play well, and fuck that guy. And also shout out to everyone who has been making podcasts. There's a lot of new podcasts that have popped up. I don't know if you know about this, Fraser.
Oh, I've Kim heard that.
And Rich.
Yeah. You're getting a special, you've been named, haven't you?
Yes. So yes. I'm going to feature on another podcast, because he can afford me now, is the thing.
I would like to give a shout out for his awesome response. You said when something about the check clearing, and his response was, "Have you sent it to me yet?"
I only do back payment. I'm Pilchards and Cream is the name of the show, and that's Pilchries. I believe I'll be on the fourth one, and he managed to spot my very bad scheduling, because I said to him, next Wednesday, yeah, I'll definitely be there. We'll do the show. And then on the show of Veteran Gamers, we arranged the next show, and it was next Wednesday. And he tweeted me saying, isn't that a conflict of schedules, Mike? And I'm like, well spotted. You've passed the test. Well done. So, yeah, I'll be on there. And I believe Natras is starting his own show.
The Entertainers. The first one of those has been released. Yeah, I started listening to that last night.
I haven't listened to it yet, but you know, it's all good, and it's very nice to hear all these other shows, and of course the ones that have been around for a little while, like yours, Fraser, well, not yours, but the one that you feature on, which is the Game Punchers and the Same Coin Guys.
I think by association, I'm pretty much entitled to own that show now.
I think so. I think you've earned that right. So it's a shout out to everybody that makes a show and all of us to listen. And, you know, I know how much hard work it is, because I have to hear Stu complain about it all the time. And, check out Veteran Gamers. I might as well plug myself. We have, the podcast every week. And we're doing more and more videos these days because now I have time to do them a little bit. So I stream on Twitch. I make YouTube videos. Check it out. It's all there. Or don't. Whatever. Please do.
Thanks, Mike.
No worries.
Okay, I'll give a shout out to Mike. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. That was one of the easiest. If I had to hunt for a guest, you were straight there saying yes, and you turned up, and I didn't have to worry about you not turning up. Well done. Well done for being a reliable person.
I like to make Stu worry. On the Veteran Gamers, I like to make him think, is he going to turn up? You know, like, I like you, Fraser, is what I'm saying. I don't, you know what I mean? I try it.
I like you too.
No worries. We should talk afterwards.
We should. Thank you to Richard and Kim for being stalwart members of the podcast and turning up. Richard, thank you for all your behind-the-scenes effort for making sure that we get out and broadcast it today. I appreciate that, mate. Thank you very much.
Anything to get away from the old ball and chain, if you know what I mean.
You still need to get some tips from this other guy about relationships.
Did she hear it? No, it's fine. She didn't hear me. Wait, she did.
Oh, she did.
Damn it.
Trouble now.
And to everyone else, Greg, I hope you're having a nice break. Robin, I hope you have enjoyed the final parts of your holiday. And get back safe and sound. And everyone out there, thank you very much for listening. And I think that's it. All right.
Nice.
Until next time.
Wizard! Time for outro music, guys. This is outro music time.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.